It's Wednesday, December 29th, AD 2021. This is The World View in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Release International reports that West African countries like Nigeria and Burkina Faso are set to be persecution hotspots for Christians next year. Islamist extremists there are carrying out bombings, killings, kidnappings, school burnings, and assaults on religious leaders in places of worship. Other countries of growing concern for persecution next year are Afghanistan, India, and North Korea. Christians in Afghanistan face new threats under a Taliban regime. India is cracking down on churches through anti-conversion laws and increased Hindu extremist attacks. And in North Korea, looming famine could further destabilize the country and lead to more persecution. However, the church is growing there as Bible requests have increased dramatically during the pandemic. Jesus said in Matthew 16, verse 18, "On this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it." On Tuesday, Russia's Supreme Court shut down the country's oldest human rights group called International Memorial. The group preserved the legacy of innocent people who were imprisoned and executed during the Soviet era. The court labeled International Memorial a Western-influenced public threat to society. Last Thursday, President Joe Biden signed a bill that bans imports from China's Xinjiang region. The U.S. has condemned China for human rights abuses and forced labor of the Uyghur Muslims in that area. The bill also applies sanctions to individuals involved in forced labor of the Uyghur Muslims. The U.S. Air Force announced it has approved zero religious exemption requests for the COVID shot mandate. Service members with denied requests have 5 days to get the shot, submit an appeal, or retire. The Air Force still has over 8,000 requests to process. The U.S. Navy also announced it has approved zero of its nearly 3,000 religious exemption requests. Preliminary data from the U.K. government found that people with the Omicron variant of COVID-19 were 50 to 70% less likely to be hospitalized compared to people with the Delta variant. Meanwhile, the CDC slashed its estimate of Omicron prevalence in U.S. cases from 73% to 22% for the week ending December 18th. As of last week, the variant accounted for 58% of cases. The CDC also shortened its recommended isolation time period after a positive COVID-19 test from 10 days to just 5 days. As cases increase, President Biden made this comment to the governors on Monday.
Look, there is no federal solution. This gets solved at a state level. I'm looking at Governor Sununu on the board here. He talks about that a lot.
40 Days for Life announced that their previous prayer vigils at abortion mills saved 2,260 babies this year. That's double the number of babies rescued from abortion in 2020. Plus, prayer vigils this year also